This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Interesting guest. We're going to talk about the protests that occurred at the Bundy Ranch a few years ago now, where ultimately the government tucked its tail between its legs and rode off. But some of the things that happened subsequently, pretty distressing. There was a lot of abuse of power when the Bundy 19, as they're called, those that happened to be around when the feds were scooping up people at the Bundy Ranch, got themselves arrested and incarcerated. Charges hadn't been filed, but that's okay. This is America, and you can just sit there in jail until we decide you've rotted or something like that. Anyway, Michael Stickler has written a book about this ordeal that he and the Bundy family, three of the men in the family, including Clive and Bundy, the patriarch, endured during that time. Very revealing about prison policy, about the politics around this. Something that hopefully we get a chance to talk about is the Harry Reid connection. He and his family apparently had a lot at stake in that desert land outside of Las Vegas, Harry Reid's home where he does all his dirty deeds. And we're going to be able to get into all of that now. Clive and Bundy, American Patriot, is Michael Stickler's book. Mike, thanks so much for making time to be with us today. I really appreciate it. I think folks are going to find this to be very, very enlightening.
Larry, I just find it a privilege that you would invite me on your show, and I'm humbled by it, and I look forward to sharing this very very incredible, yet not really all that unique of a story of what's happening in our country today.
You know, I probably came a lot closer than I realized to spending a deal of extended time with you back when you all got put in the pokey. I had been invited by the head of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, to go out to the ranch and participate in a news conference on a Monday. Saturday morning, 7:30 Las Vegas time, I got a call from Stuart Rhodes saying, don't bother coming for the news conference. It's been canceled. I said, what? What happened? He said, well, yeah. He said, just a few minutes ago, the feds rode off, and there's no more threatening of Bundy's cattle from the federal invasion of his property. And there's no point having the news conference because they gave up. They've surrendered, in effect. Never saw a white flag, but it was all over. And so I'd already bought my ticket, which I was able to do something with, but never quite the same. But anyway, that was a minor detail. The major one is that the feds blinked, but they didn't. They don't lose sweetly or easily, I would say. Is that a fair assessment, Mike?
Yeah, I think that's more than a fair assessment. One of the things I term it is poking the bear. You know, we often think the right thing to do is to get the bear to move out of our house is to poke it, but often it will
start to fight.
Yeah, it starts a fight, and it's a difficult fight to win. And it quite frankly, it's just short of miraculous, or even is miraculous, that the Bundys were able to win
and not get shot dead in the process. Yeah. You have mention of it in your account, but one of the fellows that was there in solidarity was Lavoy Finicum, and actually he was at the Oregon Malheur protests, but he was killed, shot in the back. The government is capable of really nasty behavior, And lest anybody think that you guys weren't at the edge of a precipice, what they did to Finicum at another occasion, same kind of idea about land protests, land defense in the West, that's a vivid reminder that you guys weren't playing tiddlywinks.
Yeah, I think one of the things to understand is that, and it was revealed at the end of the criminal trial that Cliven, Ammon, Ryan Bundy, and Ryan Payne were involved in, that they actually had the BLM and the FBI actually had a kill list, a list of people who to shoot and the priority of who to shoot. And they actually had blown up pictures of the men's faces and had targets on them and X's through those targets. One of the chief law enforcement officer for the BLM actually bragged about how often people that he had investigated committed suicide and then would threaten people, maybe jokingly, maybe satirically, I don't know, but would joke with people and say, "Don't make me suicide you."
You know, so, as you point out in the book, on an unrelated case, it was almost like a dry run for what they did to the Bundys. A medical doctor his wife actually was persecuted so intensely for the horrendous crime of picking up shards of ancient Indian pottery off the desert floor that he and the family were facing major jail time. He committed suicide to try to end the whole horror for the rest of the family. And these guys are truly despicable. And, you know, after reading your book, I have only had my conviction reinforced that the only way to stop the rotten culture within the ATF, and I would say the FBI too, is to disband them. They don't belong at the federal level. There's no constitutional warrant for their existence at the federal level. And if, sadly, they were ever to be reinstituted, it ought to be with the knowledge in mind that they have committed so many atrocities over the past that anybody connected with these agencies now should not be considered at all if they do unhappily decide to resurrect these agencies. But we don't need them. These are redundant to what local and state law enforcement are quite capable of doing when there is a legitimate need for the things that these two agencies engage in. And the fact that they proved by their lawlessness and what was done to you and the others in the Bundy family and supporters shows that they are so removed from any control, effective control. It's not like your police chief where you can at least go to the city council, or it's not like your sheriff where you can campaign against him. And sometimes they actually do get some comeuppance. But that's just not going to happen at the federal level. It's so far away. You don't know who it is. It's probably causing you your misery. There's just no accountability the way the system is set up. And I am so glad that you wrote this book, Cliven Bundy, American Patriot, to put some light on a major offense that our government committed against the Constitution and against the people. So hooray for you guys. I know it was a terrible ordeal. But the end has turned out, I think, it's going to be something that we can use for the benefit of all Americans.
Yeah, I think one of the things to understand about the Jim Redd and the entire Redd family and the incident that happened in Blanding, Utah.
Oh, yeah, the pottery felony, we might call it.
Unfortunately, Jim Redd wasn't the only one that committed suicide, but two other men committed suicide, including... the fourth man was the actual paid confidential informant of the FBI's that, in essence, trumped up this whole case in Blanding, Utah.
When I read about that in the book, I thought about Judas in the Bible. Out of remorse for what he had done, he went and took his own life.
Right. And it's just really sad, and it doesn't have to be...
No, it doesn't. Here we're coming up to our first break, talking with Michael Stickler, author of Cliven Bundy, American Patriot. Man, is this an eye-opener into what our federal government does when nobody's looking. We're going to be right back and talk some more about the trouble on the Bundy Ranch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
My guest today is Michael Stickler. he lived through, and that's an important, very welcome piece of news right there. He lived through a confrontation with the federal government where they had the Bundy Ranch surrounded by snipers and hillsides and mountain or whatever around the ranch. I guess the ranch is in a bit of a bowl, if I remember correctly. And they were prepared to take out everybody involved with Bundy. And this was ostensibly over water rights and grazing rights. And I think maybe, Mike, it had a little bit more to do with Harry Reid and his avarice. And maybe if we could go in this direction for a bit, I'd like to talk about that. Because even though he's out of office now, I think it illustrates the kind of abuse of power that was actually being conducted, I'm convinced, on behalf of Harry Reid, how the ranchers had been one by one squeezed out of their ranches in that valley outside of Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's key to, for you to understand, Larry, is I actually was not there during the standoff, but I was incarcerated with Clive and Bundy, and that's actually how I met him and got the story. And in my research...
Oh, it was your bad to be there and demonstrate, and that's when you got collected by the authorities?
No, I actually was not there. I was actually incarcerated in the federal system by the time...
Oh, I see. It was on other matters. Okay, got it.
Yeah, other matters. And okay. I really don't want the public to think otherwise. I'm pretty clear about that in the book. But... what I discovered in my research for this, and unless you're a Nevadan and you understand how the local policies work, it's easily missed, and the media has easily missed this as they've reported on it. The entire Mojave Desert in southern Nevada, which includes both California and Nevada, is under the Endangered Species Act for the desert tortoise. And in order for Las Vegas, which has sprawled out into the desert over the last 25, 30 years, in order for that to happen, what they developed is a policy of land swaps, where if a developer wants to take and build a new community outside in the suburbs of Las Vegas, they have to, if they're going to take that desert land and that habitat, they have to designate some land somewhere else for the tortoises to be in perpetuity. So they always have to, the desert tortoise always has to have a place to live. Well, this has been going on for years. And when the nation under Barack Obama decided to move more towards renewable energy, they started building, the government started building with federal grants, numerous solar fields out in the Mojave Desert. Actually makes sense because one thing the Mojave Desert has is a lot of sunshine. Well, the problem is if you're going to take that land commercially, even for a solar panel farm, you have to designate land for the desert tortoise. And Harry Reid, because he was the senator of Nevada, had many of these projects going. And his son was actually, who was a lawyer in Las Vegas, was actually leading many of these projects and advising different folks. And what ended up happening was they needed land for the cattle, or for the tortoises, so they focused directly on Cliven's 600,000 acres where he has grazed his cattle for 157 years.
Where his family has.
Yeah, exactly. His family has to drive him off the land. And it isn't just, people don't understand, because one of the things they bring up is, well, there's a big $5 billion project down 150 miles away from Cliven's Ranch that the Chinese were trying to develop. And they say that doesn't have anything to do with it. It has everything to do with it, because if you take that land for commercial purpose, you have to designate land somewhere else for the desert tortoise. And this is how they've been doing it for years. And when you look at Cliven's Ranch, he's surrounded by them. On one side, he has a 15,000-acre solar farm. To the south side of him, he has a 5,000-acre solar farm. And then to the east of him, he has now the Gold Butte National Monument, which is really the answer to all of the tortoise-swapping problems. The whole reason they put that monument out there is so that there would always be a place for the desert tortoise to live.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting that they're very concerned about the survival of a desert tortoise, and they will go to these lengths that you're describing in part to make that happen. But it's quite all right to chop up a bunch of human babies.
Yeah, they're not, though. They're not interested. No one knows if there's any desert tortoises out there. No one cares whether they move.
But they said it's a good place for them.
Yeah. What matters to them is keeping the promises to the environmental lobby, who have paid them and given them millions and millions and millions of dollars to be able to protect the desert tortoise. That's what they care about.
And inject something here. I've read about other solar farms, and I'm sure it'll be the same with this one, or is the same, that, you know, birds fly around, and they don't necessarily know that that thing up ahead is actually a hotter-than-a-pistol solar farm. And once a bird is overhead, they drop like a rock because they're dead before they hit the ground.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with them.
Hey, environmentalists, what are you going to do about that?
Yeah. They don't. That's really not the issue. The issue for them is really keeping their lobbyists happy and keeping the money flowing. And there was a lot of money to be made during this development period, and that's what was happening. Mm-hmm. And Clive Bundy, what they didn't anticipate was Clive and Bundy's stalwartness and the fact that the American people weren't going to put up with it, and they turned out by the hundreds to stand against the government's overreach.
Now, they might have had some reason to make that mistaken judgment about Bundy because they'd squeezed the other 25 or so ranchers off their land, blandishments. It was very interesting in the book how Bundy, in effect, is talking to us through your recording of what he's saying. And once a contract is signed with the federal government, you're bound by the terms of that contract. And if the contract says you got to do something stupid that is contrary to good business practices in farming and ranching, they can use that to just put you out of business. And that's what was done with the other ranchers. And Bundy never signed one of those suicide pacts.
That's right. In fact, what folks don't know is that when they offered that new contract with him back in 1992, it not only made him reduce his cattle off the land by 90%, but only told him that he could only graze those cows in June, July, and August in the Mojave Desert when it's 117 degrees and there's no water.
Other than that, the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel indeed. Well, another break is coming up. We're talking with Michael Stickler, and he's written a book that really opens our eyes to what happened to the Clive and Bundy family, the ranch that they're on, and their neighbors, and actually, ultimately, the rest of us, what government can do out of control. We're going to be right back.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Michael Stickler, and his book is the subject of our discussion, Cliven Bundy, American Patriot. Obviously, the government tried to brand him as a terrorist, and they were actually identifying him that way when various officials would speak about Bundy. Turned out, when all was said and done, and this came to sort of a head in conclusion, if anybody was a terrorist, it was the government that was a terrorist. What they did to Lavoie Finicum. Shooting a guy in the back as he gets out of a vehicle with his hands up, that's probably not the kind of negotiation that you would have for a, say, a union contract. that we'll shoot first and then see if we got your attention. Seems to be the government's MO in this. And, Michael, I'm just really glad that you have put together this record because I don't think a lot of this was... it certainly wasn't all in one place. And I think that now that it's in book form, Cliven Bundy, American Patriot, folks, you can get that online, easy as pie, I did. This really is, I think it's a warning for all of us that we better take every opportunity we have to keep our government, governments, plural, federal, state, and local, under control, because what happened on that Bundy ranch, and in fact, that whole valley where these ranches were located is a warning to all of us. It's what happens when the government thinks it's not going to be held accountable. So hooray for what you did, Mike. I really appreciate it.
You know, Cliven Bundy says that I stood up for my First Amendment with my Second Amendment right.
Yeah. And yeah. Ironically, a lot of the people at one of the last showdowns that were involved in this weren't even armed. As a matter, they were making a statement. There never was a shot fired by the Bundys or their supporters. But I think some people must think that he was riding around shooting up the town.
Well, it's true. And a lot of that is media hyperbole. When you break down what actually happened in the wash that day, what you really ended up with was roughly 21, this is the government's evidence now, 21 men who had rifles or long guns, as they call them. And it quickly, you can determine that 15 of those 21 men were actually on the government's payroll or were informants. So they were plants in the group.
You've been finding out more since the book was written. That's amazing.
Yeah. The balance of those men were swept up into the Bundy 19. It really comes down to it appears that only two men actually pointed their weapons at the law enforcement. And I talked to Eric Parker's wife about this. Eric Parker is one of the men who, in that very well-known photo where he is laid out prone behind the Jersey barrier, pointing his gun out into the crowd or out over the wash, really. And his answer to that is, look, I came onto the bridge. I saw the men, women, and children down in that wash that day were being threatened with lethal force, and they were.
Yeah.
And I laid out. I had no scope on my weapon. I had no chance of hitting anyone down, anyone that he would be targeting. But my figure is, if they started shooting on these people, I could at least, distract or give them some kind of cover fire. And pointing out, I want you to understand, pointing out, he arrived late. So he walked out onto that bridge, and he looks out over this crowd, and he sees 200 men pointing their weapons at a bunch of men, women, and children and horses, threatening to kill them. And he doesn't really know what's going on. He just knows what he sees is wrong.
Mike, it occurred to me, let's take a pause, if you will, in this narrative, and let's make sure everybody understands what led up to this. It's about the systematic confiscation of Bundy's cattle, the penning them up, and how the confrontation kind of got triggered by that, if you will. So why don't you explain a little bit about that?
Well, originally, when the government came to Bundy's, or to Cliven in 1992, they had presented that contract, and he told them no. And that was based in the sense that he had seen 53, actually, of his neighbors and family driven off the range, and he was, as he puts it, was not going to be managed out of business.
What they were doing in these contracts then was to say, theretofore, the government had supplied certain services. I guess putting down pipes for irrigation, I'm guessing. But things like that all the ranchers could benefit from, and the ranchers then would have a contract with the BLM for providing whatever these specific services were. By the time we get to the early 90s, those contracts had a little bit of a hook to them, and it was that hook that Bundy said, I'm not signing. I'll provide for all of the services BLM had been providing for. Thank you very much. I'll go it on my own.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And they had, and he had also seen so many others fall to the what he considers a deception. And so he just said, no, I'll take care of my property myself. I don't need your services any longer. And when you hear and you see in the news that he says, I fired the government, that's what he means. He stopped. He told them, I no longer need your services.
And I no longer have any obligations to you by contract because there is no more contract.
Exactly. Exactly. And so from that forward, going forward, and it's key to understand, then the government waited a number of years until roughly about 1998, when they took him to civil court. And Cliven's not a rich man. Cliven has a very simple home and a very simple life, and he attempted to answer that civil lawsuit, representing himself. And he was quickly outmaneuvered by the the federal attorneys, and ultimately...
And by the way, anybody listening, that is like a uniform law of going to court. If you can't afford an attorney, might as well put up the white flag right at the beginning. Maybe you'll get a better deal than you will in court.
Yeah, he ended up losing by summary judgment, meaning he never was even allowed to present his case. He never had a jury. He never presented his case in front of a judge. They just gave it some. The judge gave a summary judgment against him.
It sounds to me like that judge was in on it because, silly me, and most Americans, I'm sure, we think we're entitled to our day in court. Well, it's supposed to be more than a literal day. It means being before a jury if we ask to have a jury trial.
Yeah, yeah. And then ultimately, they did nothing for nearly 20 years until the new administration came in and they decided they needed that land. And then that's why it's so important to understand the timing here is that they began in 2012 to enforce that earlier lawsuit. And they couldn't do it because the lawsuit had gone so long that it basically needed to be refreshed. So they went back to court, took them almost a year to go back to court and get that lawsuit refreshed. And it's key to understand that when that lawsuit, that judgment was refreshed, those are my terms, the judge said that they were only allowed to gather and impound his cattle, not to sell them, not to kill them, just to get them off the range.
Well, they didn't keep those instructions very well, did they?
Well, no. In fact, before they even started the roundup, they had paid a local sales yard, a livestock sales yard, $50,000 in advance to sell the cattle. And they hadn't even collected one yet. So they had no intention whatsoever of abiding by the judge's order.
Glad you said that. I hadn't realized that. That just shows all the more that they had their purpose was to get rid of private landowners so that they could use the land through government power as they wished. Amazing. Well, we're hitting another break. We've got another segment to go. We're talking with Michael Stickler, Cliven Bundy, American Patriot. And this is an amazing story of greed and abuse of power. And happily, because Bundy's got a backbone of titanium, I think, it didn't work out the way Harry Reid and the other conspirators thought it would. We'll be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Stickler and his book, Clive and Bundy, American Patriot. And Mike, in the time that we have left, why don't you kind of bring us to the end of the story at the ranch and how that all came to a head and how Bundy's still living in his less than magnificent ranch house. And then what are the implications that you see or maybe have already seen for all Americans and how we can keep our government to be held accountable?
I think the most important thing for folks to understand is what actually happened in the criminal trial. You know, the prosecution had really practiced the things that we see in the larger news right now with Comey and all of those things, where it is categorized generally by the public that they hid evidence from the defense. Well, it was much more than that. Okay, I was one of three people in the courtroom, two other journalists, myself, and then all the Bundy supporters. So I was one of only three people who were there to actually record and then publicize what happened. And the judge's concerns were much more than, oh, you just didn't follow these evidentiary laws. That's where she hung her hat. But what we found out was that the FBI was involved, and they had been denying the FBI was involved. We found out that they had been wiretapping the Bundys without a warrant, and they denied that.
Sort of a warm-up for Trump Tower, eh?
Oh, yeah. That the actual prosecutors were actually on site during the roundup orchestrating what was going on. We found out that Sheriff Gillespie and Las Vegas Sheriff declined to participate because he understood that it was illegal and immoral and the wrong thing to do. We found out that...
But unhappily, he didn't really have the backbone to tell the feds, I'm the top cop in this county, you get out of here.
Well, ultimately he did after it came to such a head. But it took him a long time. He was slow at doing it.
Right.
I'll say that, but he ultimately did. We also found out that they were destroying evidence, and it wasn't just a little bit of evidence. There was at least 10 to 12 40-gallon trash bags full of evidence that they had destroyed. And no one would admit that they did it or saw anyone do it, though it happened. They all admitted it happened, but nobody saw it. Nobody did it.
The shadow knows.
Yeah. We also found out, and this is key, that no one in the media picked up, is that they were actually creating witness reports extemporaneously 3 years after the actual roundup. So in other words, law enforcement was asked by the prosecutor to create witness reports, actual interviews of witnesses that they had 3 years afterwards. That way they could match the actual narrative that the prosecutor is trying to put forward. It is much more than I just missed the rules. They were criminally complicit in this.
And oh, yeah.
She used those words, by the way, that there was a crime committed.
Now, will there be any well, let's make sure everybody knows that the judge threw out the case against the Bundys, and she really did lecture the government as to their execrable behavior. And I'm glad that she did what she did, but now will there be any charges filed against these rascals?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know whether Jeff Sessions will go after the prosecutors or not. I do know that the lead prosecutor has basically been, he's been reduced down to now just he's a regular prosecutor in the Las Vegas office. I do know that for the listeners to understand that this is not actually completely over. Two things. One, the prosecutors asked the judge to reconsider her dismissal. And then secondly, they'll most likely appeal it to the Ninth Circuit. So if they win that appeal, it starts all over again.
And they have a fair chance of doing it because the Ninth Circuit is rightly known as the Wacklebird Circus. They very well could rule in favor of the government.
Yeah, so it really needs to, at the level of Jeff Sessions, needs to be completely shut down and stopped. There also needs to be an OIG investigation and a congressional investigation on this incident.
One would hope. Of course, the government surveilling itself, the government holding itself accountable is always a difficult thing for the government to get its mind around, and it very seldom does that. And it probably will only happen if we can put enough light and heat on this that they feel like they have no other choice but to at least go through some sort of motions that they're going to look into what happened at the Bundy Ranch. And as you pointed out already, what happened in the Bundy Ranch was only more dramatic because Bundy fought back, but the other ranchers had been clobbered the same way. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are lots of other similar land holdings throughout the West, where this is primarily where this kind of abuse occurs, of this kind. And those people may have been put to the same kind of pressures, and maybe there's a lot of similar stories that just have not come to light because, well, it took what Clive and Bundy did before I certainly realized what was going on. And I'm an Eastern guy, but I kind of look with some interest at what's going on in the West because I think it's kind of like the canary in the mine shaft as far as telling us what kind of government abuse is going on for the rest of the country.
Yeah, people don't realize that this is happening. This is the rule, not the exception. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of ranchers and miners who this kind of action is being, perpetrated against them. Some fight back civilly. Some give up. Some take it as far as Clive and Bundy and the Bundy family has done. You know, Clive's an amazing man. He was I was sitting in prison with him when I wrote most of this book. And Cliven looked me right in the eye and he said, I am willing to spend the rest of my life in prison for this fight. And he thoroughly expected to.
And that's the chilling part. He really did. There was little likelihood that Judge Navarro, who was, from my impression, was initially very pro-government, after all, who does she work for? Who signs her paycheck? And yet they were so disreputable, withholding exculpatory evidence and all the abuses procedurally that were occurring in that trial. She finally just threw the book at him and really read him a riot act. But
no one to the Bundys or the defense, but she really came to the realization even her own conscience couldn't do this.
And that shows all of us just how over the top these government abuses were. That even a pro, very pro government, initially the defense motions for irregularities that were being committed by the prosecution were uniformly overruled. But it got to the point where she'd had her belly full, and it was so amazing that all of a sudden this book comes flying off the bench and hits the prosecutor right in the head.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, the other thing that people should understand about Cliven's conviction was when the judge began to understand that this was not what she had been sold, and she started to really get her questions and concerns out, she started releasing these men who had been in prison for 700 days. She started releasing them on a pretrial release, basically on bail, but on their own recognizance. And she offered that to Cliven Bundy. And Cliven Bundy said, no, I will not go until every one of these men are released innocently. In fact, I will stay because they stood behind me. I am now going to stand with them.
Wow, that is quite an epitaph for an amazing life of Cliven Bundy. I remember you had pointed that out in the book, and I find that to be very moving, that this guy sticks with you. If you are a friend of Cliven Bundy, you got a friend for life.
Well, and people don't understand, he was 72 years old. This place being in prison is extremely hard on him. It's hard on any man, but it's really hard on him. And the fact that he would not take the selfishness and say, you know what, I'm out of here. You know, if they're going to let me out, I'm out. You also got to remember that he has, you know, 14 children and 60 some odd grandchildren, all wanted him home. And he's willing to say, no, I'm going to stand up for what in essence were strangers. He hardly knew any of the Bundy 19. He got to know them better once he was locked up with them, but prior to that, he hardly knew any of them.
These were people that came spontaneously to stand by him, some from distant parts of the country, and he stood by them. Alas, we are out of time, but if you want to get the rest of the story, folks, go get the book Cliven Bundy, American Patriot by Michael Stickler. Mike, thank you so much for what you did and for the book. It's really very helpful.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.